We are starting a shiur now on the Shah Kavanas on the Inyan Purim. those who have the Shah Kavanas all at the back of the Shah Kavanas, it's Lashtik on the Shah Kavanas. And we'll see how far we get in this one shiur. So, Shah Kavanas, Be'inyan Purim Dush Aleph. Hine nusach bracha achrona shel megillah hi chamisha matbeot. There are five different matbeos, meaning the structure of the bracha is made up of five different matbeos, as he's going to say right now. Ve'eluhem, rav ed rivenu, dan es dinenu, and v'chule v'chule. There's five of those. Ve'hem keneged chamisha gvuros and nodas. Those are keneged the five gvuros as is known. Asher al yedeyem yariv ed rivenu v'yadin ez dinenu ki behem taloi hadin v'nakama. Okay, so that's the first shtickle. It doesn't tell us very much information. It's not very clear what he's trying to tell us over here. What is the connection between the bracha and the gvuros? But in Pri Etz Chaim, I think it is in Kuf Yud Aleph. Tur Aleph, he explains a bit more over there. So he explains that we, in those five matbeas, Rivenu, Dineinu, we're looking at the letters of every one of those. So you're going to have five nus, Nun Vav, five times, Rivenu, Dineinu. Now the gematria of Nun Vav is 56. So five times 56 will give you the gematria of 280, which is Pal Dinim. So these Pal Dinim, most people think that Dinim is a negative thing, Dinim, but rather it's actually a very positive thing in this circumstance, because the Eibusha will use these Dinim Keneged the Umas Olam, which was Madai in this particular case, Achashverus and Ahana, and Poreya the Dinim against them. So that's using the Dinim, and that's the Kavano you're supposed to have in the Bracha Achrona by saying Rivenu, Dineinu, pronouncing the, stressing the nu, which is going to create this type of situation of priyas choiv alidei these pal dinim. Okay, so that's the first shtickle. Let's see the next shtickle. Od ale inyan ale nisim. Now we're going to talk about ale nisim. Now there is a hagah and a hagah's biurim will be very interesting about shushan pur, tesvav bepur. So let's read it out over here. Amar Shmuel. This is our Shmuel Vital. Shmuel Vital over here. So in the Govi, Sifkon Aleph, he says, Amar Shmuel. You have it?
No, I don't.
It's Gimel. Here it says, it's based, different edition. So he says as follows, Amar Shmuel, because of Ave Mori Zal, Vizel Shonim. So Shmuel Vital is quoting his father, and he writes, Shemati Mimal, Maria Cohen was one of the Talmidim of Arizal himself. And this Maria Cohen, Shiro Arizal, Lemorenu Zal, which is the Arizal himself. Bebeis Akeneset Shel Ashkenazim, because we know that Arizal had two Bati Knesset, one Shel Asfardim, one Shel Ashkenazim. So this Rav Cohen saw him in the Bet Knesset Ashkenazim, but Yom Tes Vav, the other, on the second day of Purim, because if you see in the Shah Kavonis, it says V'at enavo el biur in the Shah Kavonis inyan Yemei Purim. Yemei Purim seems to be there's multiple days of Purim, so it's not only Yudalit Tetzvav as well. So here in the Agor, he's talking about the Tetzvav le'ada Yom Beishel Purim biyosu b'sfas tiboni yitzakani. So in Sfas, in that day of Purim. Second day of Purim, lo ya'omer al hanisim. So even though there was Shushan Purim, you know, the Inyan of Purim, but nevertheless he would not say al hanisim. So of Shmuel Vital writes, Gamani Re'is Lemori Zal, which is his father, or Chaim Vital, Shbe Yom Hasheni Shel Purim, also the Masik, in Damascus, in Syria, lo ya'omer al hanisim as well. So obviously that makes sense that his Talmud is following the Anhaga of the Rebbe. And Shmuel, this is the interesting part, of Shmuel Vital says the reason why they weren't saying Al Nisim, not because they didn't consider it to be Purim, but rather is because it was Sfik of the Yom. V'nirli an hazdati ki atam hu de'inan ha'safik ba'amida lo haya maspik, mafsik, mesmeika. So when you're in the Shmona Esrei, you don't want to make any hafsik, because that can ruin your whole Shmona Esrei. Let's say that it's not Purim, therefore you're making a bracha levatola. It's a hafsik in the bracha. Omnam b'shar mitzvos Purim kemo mishloach manos v'gam matanos evyonim gam b'yom hashanah hayanog lasos kem misfeika.
Misfeika d'yema.
So there seems to be we don't that's not a halacha, we don't pasken like that, but it seems to be that Ariza and the Chaim Vital used to give shloach manos and matanos evyonim mistam misud this Purim as well.
Mitzvah shushan Purim at the time. So misfeika d'yema is very strange. Mechanukah is 9 days. Misfeika d'yema at the Ariza?
No, definitely not.
Why not? So why here with this Misfeika d'yoma?
No, I don't think he's saying it's Misfeika d'yoma. Misfeika. It's a suffix.
Suffix in the analogy, kilu.
Yeah, in Shushan Purim.
Okay. Right. It's Shushan Purim.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the inan of Alanisim and Yimei Purim. So let's see that again in the Shah Kabbalah. V'ata namo ela biul inan Yimei Purim. V'amegila, we're going to talk about the Yimei Purim, we're going to talk about the Megillah. V'amodcha means the Sholosh and the Sham of Modcha, as in Ogeya to Purim. V'amoz, Amagboz, Purim, which is Matan Tzevyonim, V'amishte, V'amisimcha, all these Inyonim of Purim need Bio. Apikabola, why are we doing these things? V'ine, Nizbaz Lein V'dush Nuk Dizah. When we speak about, which is in Etzchai, Mimiyot HaYareach, or Bimiyot HaReach, which is Ogeya to Nukva, כי בכל זמן של הגולוס עומדים זב ונוקבה אך באך כל ימי החול. והוא איזה אך באך, והוא לולי בשעות התפילות, ובשבועות כיוצא בזה, כמו שזבאי שם, that we know when we say the word באבה, then they start turning, there's the נסיר, and they start turning פונים ופונים. והנה, כאשר רוצים לעשות פונים ופונים, צריך שתקדים, בחינס הפולס הדורמית על הזה, כדי שיתעשה נסירה, ותוך הלעזון אימו אפים ואפים, כנזכר, בדרוש של ראש השונה, וליוס כי הנה מולך ואסתר, היה בסוף שימן שונה של הגולוס בבובל, כנודע, לכן, אז כבר בימיהם, הסחל אינן, תיקון זר ונוקפה, כדי לעזו אפים ואפים, ויגלו, 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 ישראל. So what was happening now, let's talk about the contents over here, we're talking about they're in Bubble for 70 years, and they had a soul that they're going to come out now. And the Inyan Afi Kabbalah was that now Zav and Nukva are preparing themselves to go for the ultimate position of Panim Biponim. Once the Panim Biponim, then they can make a Zivu and give this ultimate Shefa, like in the times of Shalom HaMelech. We know that there was complete Sholem, Ahava V'Ahva, because the Paltzufim were Panim Biponim. So that's what they were hoping to do. So therefore, you can just imagine in Shemei Shemayim, you may... In Shemayim Taki, they're preparing themselves after this long Zman of Golos to go upon him, Zav Nukva. Before they go upon him, though, you have to go through a stage what's called the Domisa. That means Zah has to go to sleep. Zah has to go to sleep. Now, the Inin Haskhola Zu, he Inin Adomisa, Shinase Azbe Yemehem. So look at the lashon here. We have scholar zu. What's zu? Shalagolus. Shalagula. The haschol of the geula starts with an inin domisa. So the apimusa, the mafashim wants to say over here that any time you go to the o, you have to have a choshek which precedes it, which is based on a zohar and parshas bereishis, and zohar says vayi erev, vayi boker. So the zohar says bereisha chashucha. First is chashucha. First is choshek. And then, Hada Nuhura. Hada Nuhura. It's actually Gemara Shabbos, Ein Zayin. Leis Nuhura, Ela Hau De Nafik Migav Chashucha. So the Zohar says even that the true awe only comes Ali Dei the Choshech. The Choshech which pierces, the awe which pierces the Choshech, that's the true awe. Alright, so it's obviously symbolic of what we're talking about over here. Now, that is taken part and parcel. It's not that it was an echetimsi to get to the all, but rather it was a chilik of the geul itself. V'zeh saw that tzora tzuma shehaita az b'Yisrael. So even though Agam, it was taken domisa de zah, v'hainu, we are the b'nei bonim of zah. It says, because the pasuk says, v'atem, so, Banim Atem Hashem Elokechem. Hashem Elokechem refers to Zav and Nukva. We're Banim Lezav. The Zav and Nukva. the hashkocha that we get, the protection that we get, it's from Zah. So you can just imagine when our protection, the Shomei Yisrael, is not there, kiviyochol, that is a major problem. That's what he's saying. There was a mokum of tzal atzuma at that particular time. Asher olav neema vine eima chashecha gedoyla. This is talking about by Avraham Avinu when he had the dream, and he got the message that his Klal Yisrael would be going into Golus. V'omu chazal, the Gemara says, and that's actually Bereishis Rabbah, that says chashecha zu Golus Madai. That's what the Medrash says. Shehershish eneihem shel Yisrael. Ve'inyonahu lifi she'az hayaza b'sol dil misa. Why is the Medrash says hershish eneihem shel Yisrael? Because Zah Gufa was in a mokum of sleep. The Farsha asked a bomba cash over here. They said, we know that in Tehillim state, hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Right? Is that a bomb of kasha? Shtei in Tehillim, Shomei Yisrael. Lo yinu v'yishan, that means the shmira is constant. But here we find the Arizal. He says, no, it depends. When Zah goes to sleep, there's no shmira. There's Tzah Gedoyla. So the Mefarshim say it's not a steal. One's talking about Zah, the Arizal is talking about Zah. Mashenken, the David the Melech was talking about Archampi. Archampi, you do, then he had no lids. He had no eyelids. He had no, en bechines apapayim. There's no eyelids to that. Lo yinu v'lo yishan that's going on the b'chinas of Aretz. So even though we didn't have hashkocha potis, but we have kivi yochel hashkocha klolis on us. Venoda ki haman arasha haya astrologus, an astrologist, gadol kenoda v'inan v'yipul po hu hagadol hayom liyom hagol liyom yom. So he was a tremendous astrologer that he knew the Zmanim. Upprat mashkos b'psefer zohar ki hu ve'ases bonav klulim kol asar klipim achitzonim. He was even more than that. Now he was in tremendous witchcraft and in these kolos koachatuma, but also he was in bechlal the klipas and the chitzonim that we speak about all the time. Okay. So therefore, they had a tremendous insight of what was going on. Bismano, the Takizah, was sleeping. And therefore, he capitalized on it. As it states, Ve'yeda b'chokhmos, inan emiot hashkachos yibor gal Yisrael b'yamim ahem, v'liyos b'chinas ha'sheina, v'lechin chishe v'olo b'libo, ki bizman muchan le'abed sonem shel Yisrael. Therefore, he said, this is the opportune time to kill off Klal Yisrael. V'zisod inan v'ikuach ha'mon v'chashevei rosh, the Gemara says, megin l'daf yudgim olam v'beis, that there's a whole cool between Achashverosh and Haman. Should we kill them? Should we not kill them? Achashverosh says, I don't want to do it. He says, why? Because I'm afraid that what happened to Mitzrayim, against the powerhouse of the world was destroyed because they checkered with the Yidden. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to lose my malchus because of the Yidden. On that Haman answers. This is what the Gemara says. Yesh am, as he says, v'im yale v'yodav etzazu, v'heshiv lo, that means Haman answer back to Achashverosh, v'heshiv lo Haman, yesh no am, that there is a particular people over here, v'doshu rabbeinu zatzal, in the Gemara over there, hu elokash lehem, yoshan hu elokash lehem. That means Haman was saying that yesh no am, but really what he was saying that yeshan hu elokal, that Hashem is actually sleeping, so there's no problem. You're afraid of retribution from Zah, but that won't be the case since he's sleeping. So look at again, we're seeing that the Musa was lavdafka a negative thing, even though Itaki brought about a tremendous tsar. But we say b'tocha choshech comes the light, so therefore he says over here it comes out it was letovosam shel Yisrael. Now what taka toiva was there for Klal Yisrael to go through such a period of time? He'll explain that later on. Kedei shetinaser hanekeva ma'achorav yazo ponim beponim v'igolu Yisrael v'yivne beis hamikdash. Yivne beis hamikdash. So the whole point was that we know that Zav Nukva, as he said beforehand, ach ba'ach, back to back. But we have to also know that Rachel, which is the which is going to be the ikra of this whole story of Purim, was Michaza Ulimati. She was a tiny, she was a Nekuda Kitana. Now one needs to go, it's not good enough just to bring her upon it, but rather we have to build her up. And the only way we can build her up is by Zah going to sleep and Rachel receiving Shefa from Abba Vima directly, and that will build her up in a big way very quickly. And that's what needed to be done. So that's the Torah versus Yisrael. And once Zahav and Nukva, once Nukva, Rachel, is completely built up, she can go upon him and the shepherd comes down, and at that time, that's a simon that the base of Mikdash will be built. That means Achazreels and Haman, this is the price, this is the right time to kill them off. Therefore, they're all going to be wiped out. There will be no geula. Now, this is very interesting because you'd think the whole tachlis over here is just to kill them off. What's in the Ger Bechlan that there is a saying that, you know what, they want to kill them off, there won't be any geula? And then he adds in a shtekel and he says, you know what, there won't be any Beis HaMikdash. Well, obviously, it's Man of Kamina. That's not Bechlad the Tachlis of Muhammad. He's not interested in any Beis HaMikdash of a house. Rather, he's interested in Klal Yisrael, and he wants to cut them off, right? Mordechai was causing problem, he wasn't bowing down to them, he knows he's a Yid, he doesn't like these type of people, he wants to kill them off, right? That's Poshu Pshat. Teretz is that Bechlad, not the Pshat over here. The truth of the matter is, Haman was more interested in the base of Mikdash than he was in Klal Yisrael. That Lamashal, if he could make sure that base of Mikdash wouldn't be built, he wouldn't even check with the Yidden Bechla. Now, what does that mean? That means that Haman wasn't interested in Klal Yisrael per se, but rather the shefa that they were receiving. Now, he understood, obviously, as we saw, he was an apus, and what was the lotion here? Ostrologos, an astrologer, tremendous astrologer and witchcraft and all that. He knew what was going in Sheshimaim. He knew that Zah and all these powerful Patsufim, he was a tremendous Kabbalist. He knew all the tzuras of all the five Patsufim and all the, how the Shefa comes and so on and so forth. He was part of the Klippas. And the Klippas, the rule is the Klippas receive the same Shefa that we do. But the Shaili is, there's only one source of Shefa. That's from Zah. Now, the question would be, is that who's going to get the Shefa? Is it going to be the Tzad HaKadusha or Tzad HaTuma? Tzad HaKadusha, Tzad HaTuma. So in this particular scenario, the Tzad HaKadusha is Klal Yisrael receiving the Shefa. But if the Tzad Klal Yisrael are not there, who's going to get the Shefa? Tzad HaTuma, which is Homa. He's the Klippas. So, and how does the Shefa come, Bechla? It comes only through the Beis HaMikdash. Once the base of Mikdash is there, that's a simon that they went ponim upon him, that's when the Shefa is coming. So if he can break the base of Mikdash, or prevent that the base of Mikdash will be Mekuyim, therefore the Shefa will no longer be going via the base of Mikdash to Klal Yisrael. The Shefa, but rather the Shefa would be there in Himmel, let's say in Shammai, and he would be able to have a hold of that tremendous power, and that's what he's after. He's after that Shefa, which would create him into a Elokah himself. He would have tremendous power to be a tremendous ruler, and that's what he was really after. So again, the Matorah of Haman is really to Al Yedei Ken Lo Yivnei Beis HaMikdash. That was the Ikar. Venodas, let's go back to in the Shakavos. Venoda Eitzes Haman. And how do we know all this information? So that is Rabbi Yorai. Min Shamai Safra Beno B'Ksivahem. So these Ksavim of Shamai, the son of Haman.
Shamshai.
Shimshi, right. Shimshi Safra. Beno V'Ksivahem. El Achashverosh, that he was writing back to Achashverosh, apparently. Anika Ach Tach Shashta, the Sefer Ezra. Alright, so there we go. So that's one of the rayas that we know this information was passed down through these writings. Ad Shibitlo Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the only information that we know that was the Matara, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. V'yroysam ki yagia zmano libonos, because the dives. So they knew, Haman knew, that now the 70 years are done, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, and this was his chance, either now or never, because once the Beis Hamikdash was done, the Klal Yisrael would be getting the Shefa of Panim v'Panim, and he knew that he had to stop that, because he wanted that Shefa. Okay, so let's continue. V'hine, av bizman dom Yisrael, eina nekeva yishena. So this is a very, very, very important nekud over here. Because we say that even though Klal Yisrael didn't have the Hashkocha Pchotis of Zam, which because they're Bonim Elkei, Bonim, because they're Bonim Atem Hashem Lelukeichem, that means that the Bonim of Hashem, which is Zam, Elukeichem, what's Elukeichem? That's Nukva. So the Bonim of both. So even though one is sleeping, Zam, but there's still the Nekev, which is Rachav, which is still not sleeping, Adrabba, she's there awake receiving all the Shefa for herself from Abba Viva. Ki az mistalkim amokim in azav nichnasim ben nukva, kedei libonim litakim patsufa, kedei shetoch alazo v'apim v'apim. Keno de v'ina durush v'shofa shal Rosh Hashanah.
Ostam, or durush amidam.
Yeah. But you see, more, you know, clear, because the like we said many times, the Kavanah's Rosh Hashanah is spread over 21 days, so you see clearly over there. So even though we said there's no Hashkocha, but there's still some Hashkocha from Baruch Hashem, at least not from Mitzad Rachel. Originally we're going to speak about Mordechai. Mordechai Tzadik, well, how does he fit in a Pikabola? How does he fit into this whole story of this Indian of Zav and Nukva and who's going to get the Shefa and all this background information? The Teretz is that the new Shefa which is coming out from Nukva, that is Mordechai Tzadik. The Mordechai Tzadik we're talking about is the Shorosh Neshom of his, which is coming out via Nukva, which is protecting Gantz Klal Yisrael, the entire Klal Yisrael. And so how important, how central Mordechai was. And you can probably understand as well why Haman wanted to kill him so badly. Right? Because obviously if Haman would be able to kill Mordechai, then the whole Hashkocha is completely botul mavutul, then he can get what he wants. V'kiros Haman z Mordechai she'al yodo haita hara v'hashkocha al Yisrael b'zman avu. Since the Haman understood that the Gantz Hashkocha was coming via Mordechai, so he spoke to his tremendously wise wife, and his 365, the Shasa Eitzov, his counselors. And she was so wise, she was wiser than 365. Great counselors of or advisors of Haman. So Bekitzo, they had this great, tremendous meeting. All of these people, hundreds of people were there at this meeting. And Haman's agenda was, how are we going to kill, how are we going to deal with the situation of Mordechai? So the Mefarshim asked, what was the big tachlis of having this big meeting? Well, what's the option over here? We have an individual which is keeping together Klal Yisrael and protecting them, and we want the Shefa, right? We want the Shefa, and we don't want Klal Yisrael receiving it. So what's the Shaila? Kill that individual which is protecting Klal Yisrael. You don't have to be a tremendous wise person like Zeretz Ishto and 365 advisors. What Bechlal was the Shaila there? What were the big Mefalfel, all these people? I'm sure they're quite wise and not wasting the time. That's a question that Mefarshim asking. And the answer is that, we'll see the next few lines, a very nice answer. And they decided, you know what, we're going to kill him. Well, Shkoy, I could have told you that's logic. That's obviously the logical procedure to go about, especially he had the power to kill him. And we're going to hang him on the tree. Who zanova shel nachash, hemshech regel akuf, like it says in Shah Kavanah's Dush Choytim Shabbos, sorry, not Choytim, Tchum Shabbos. And also, can you scab a sefer Zohar Sheyashirim in Zohar Chodesh? Okay, so it doesn't go too much information, but Bekitsa, what's happening over here is a tremendous insight that we can understand. They weren't far from stupid people. They knew they had to kill Mordechai. But the shot is how to kill him. How to kill him. What does it mean, how to kill him? Malaf Kamir, if you kill him with a knife or a gun or whatever. No. This, well, again, we're dealing with the Kabbalistic, very high ideas over here. The Haidu was like this. Remember, the whole Matara here was to zap and to be joining the Shefa that Klal Yisrael were receiving. Now, they saw this very powerful individual which had a Hashkocha and a Shmir on Gant Klal Yisrael called Mordechai. Obviously, he was very powerful. So they're not stupid. Why me'abid that Shefa? You know what, Adrava, let's use that Shefa, yet use Mordechai Shefa to empower us. Adrava. Instead of throwing something very potentially powerful out, let's use it for our good. So what were they going to do? They're going to hang him up on a tree, on an eitz, which was the Zanova Shel Nachash, that means the Koach HaKlipa. That means they have, with the power of Kishuv, created created like an antenna, that they were going to hang Mordechai on it, and through that pu'ula of Tliya on the eitz, which is the Zanova Shel Nachash, which is the Koach HaKlipa, that Koach HaKlipa was going to be yoinik all the entire Shefa that Mordechai had, and able to pass it over to the Klipa. Isn't that ingenious? So obviously it wasn't just the fact of killing him or not killing him, but the shaila is how to optimize this pu'ula in order for them to benefit. V'day b'zeh. Ve'im chaz v'shalom kach yale, yochol acha kari le'abed et soneihem shel Yisrael. So Ariza says that if they were successful, we would not be here at Klal Yisrael. That's how severe the situation was. So in order to save the day, there was a tremendous ha'or that came out from Nukva, which is Rachel. V'higdulas Mordechai ve'Esther. V'al'yodam nosham Yisrael min ha'tzar gedol ha'hi k'mo shizbar. So he's going to explain to us, Baruch Hashem, the Eibishter came out and rachmanis on us and gave this tremendous koach to Mordechai and Esther in order to save the day.
What rachmanis on us? Just normal.
Excuse me?
I made another mistake. He thought that won't be bichal hashgacha. He didn't know that the etzem b'shat adormita only the zay is sleeping. But
he knew that. He knew that.
So he knew what was his chance?
What
was his chance to win?
Why not? He had a koach kishu over here. He was going to tell him on the etzem of the nachash and take that hashgacha for himself.
But we were saved because of Nuk.
Right. Nuk. So the Eibishter empowered.
Empowered.
Yeah.
Empowered?
Yeah, empowered.
So what do you mean Nuk then Zah? Maybe empowered Zah as well.
Zah was sleeping.
So you wake him up?
What? No. You don't have to wake him up. He's...
Because Nuk is not sleeping.
Right.
So what's the Nes? Was it just... we look at it as a Nes because we didn't know all what happened in the upper world. But it's nothing. It's just natural. It's Sigol Mesubav Kilu.
I'm not with you. Maybe explain a bit. I don't know what you're saying.
As I understand, Kilu, the reason of the Tzara was because Durmita.
Yeah.
Not because Achlu Beoto Mishte Venish Ishtachavu Leechar. Who is that? Just Tzara was asleep, so there is no Shefa. So maybe it's Zman Tzara. So Aman says, ooh, Zman Tzara, ooh, let's kill them. He didn't know that Beitim is not completely Zman Tzara because Nuk is still awake.
But he knew that from Mordechai, right? That's why he's trying to kill Mordechai. That's the whole tachlis. So he did know.
What?
He did know.
He had a mistake. He thought...
But he didn't have a mistake. He knew exactly that Mordechai was keeping him from killing Klal Yisrael. He had to kill Mordechai before he gets to Klal Yisrael. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah. And why he didn't manage to kill? Because Be'etzem was...
Because the Eibishter, he says, because the Eibishter empowered Nukva to send out a very strong Shefa. More. Mm-hmm. Blew away all the klippas, which was Haman and Asar Zbonim and Achashverosh and the whole thing. When Zah is sleeping, what's happening is that, again, the Shefa, instead of going from the Naidi'ima into Zah, is going from the Naidi'ima into Nukva directly. So besides the Naidi'ima, which is going into Nukva, Nichnase b'Nukva Rachel b'Yosef Ach, Ela gam moichim de Naidi'aba. Even the Anay the Abba is also coming inside of Nukva as well. Besol the Yivne Hashem Elokim, which Hashem refers to Abba, Elokim means Ima. So Hashem is Hashem, and Abba the Ima is it's a tzela. It's a tzela. A tzela is a reference to Nukva. Okay? That's what the Zohar says in Parsha Bereishis. Da Abba Ima. Da Abba Abba. So that's, we're talking about Abba Ima building up Nukva directly. V'ninsa, ki kemo b'yoyis mochi mahem toch za'a, hayu yotzi misham shnei orot l'chut. So let's, in a normal circumstance, what happens is that Abba Ima are coming into the Shefer, Abba Ima is coming into za'a. And then za'a is giving over these two orders over into well, not only Nuk, also to Yaakov. What's happening exactly is that Abba Ima Shefa is coming in. Abba Shefa will go in front of Zah, create Yaakov, and Ima Shefa will come out from Zah and create Rachel. We'll give Shefa to Rachel. But b'chinas ha'aros ha'mochim de Abba yotze Yaakov mitzad ha'ponim de Zah. Or b'chinas ha'aros ha'mochim de Ima yotze Rachel mitzad achorov. Gamata. Now, even though Zah is sleeping, the same thing's happening over here. Yotze merachel nukva de Zah shnei orot elu gamke, bli safi. Also going to Yaakov, and also going to another Rachel. Vod elu shbi yos mochim niskol.
Min Rachel.
They're coming out. They're going directly, right? Abba v'Ima are going directly to Rachel.
Yeah. Why min Rachel?
V'gam ata yotze merachel.
Why merachel? To Rachel. Le Rachel.
Yeah, they're going to le Rachel and coming out from Rachel.
To.
To Yaakov.
From Rachel to Yaakov.
Yeah.
So yeah. Abba to Yaakov and Ima to Rachel.
So I think what?
What did you say?
In the same way the two Bechinas of Abba Bim are going down through Zah into Yaakov and Rachel.
Meaning Abba, Yaakov and Ima Rachel.
Right, same thing exactly over there. They're going, Abba is going to go through Rachel to Yaakov. And Ima is going to go through Rachel into another Rachel, into another Nukva. Called Rachel. Gamata yotzim merachel nukva deza shnei rotz elu gamken blisav. V'lo od ela behishbe yosef mocha niskarim tocha nukva nitosva bebechinas ara shlishis. It's going to be another besides going side to side. That's kiviyachol one to Yaakov, one to Rachel, but also another bechina that we don't find by Zah. And this is the chiddush of Purim. Ma sheinke beyosef b'toch Zah. V'hu ki hinei beyosef b'toch Zah. Hi, Yisod the Ima Nishlam Bechazet is that we know the Yisod the Ima only goes to the Chazet. Yisod the Abba who Yosef Oro can know that. Yisod the Abba goes all the way down to the Tiferes, and is that Teres Yisod goes all the way down to the Yisod the Zah. Cannot the Shunishlam be Siyum Yisod the Zah Mamesh. But I Yosef the Chutz me Yisod the Zah. But the Shavi Peshavi. Yisod the Abba will go Shavi Peshavi Yisod the Zah. Abba Lata be Yosef Mochim Nukva Tocha Nukva Ashi Yisod Shelah. Nukvi katzar mucho chushi yisod the abba mispashet the yotze lechut li yisod the nukva lechut v'titgale aron b'gloi gomu legamre. That's the chiddush, because since we know the yisod the ima is short, and we also know the yisod of nukva is short, that means the yisod the abba, which is long, will protrude both of them and come out b'gloi legamre. That's the chiddush. Venoda ki maja mislabish bi yisod za u bechinas ateres shel yisod abba shu bechinas malchus abba, the same thing, ateres or malchus abba is coming out. Ven tzavik ha'azu niglis me malchus abba hi arag doilad beod vehi shot nishot mod chai haita min ha'or ahu v'lchen al yodo haida tishuas Yisrael bezman ahu. That is Purim in a nutshell. Purim is, this is the Yeshorish of Mordechai, which is the Ateres Yesod, the Abba, or the Malchus the Abba, coming out from Ima, coming out from Nukvas Yesod, coming Begiloi, and that's the tremendous Shefa which created this powerful Yeshua for Klal Yisrael.
But that happens every day in Durmita?
Yeah. Yes, it does. Right, so that we're going to ask, that's the question. Okay, so what's the big chiddush of Purim?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll answer that in a minute. V'zeh nirmaz b'shem Mordechai mamish. This also we find a chemiz in his name. Shomu chazar shu lo shon mori dachia. Mar dachia. V'hu m'targum mar dro, which is mar, which is a bosem. Dro, which is naki, zach v'naki. So it's a fine smelling spice. Okay, that's his name. V'agam nikra mor over. it's also Mordor, we find a pasuk in Shirshim. Now, the Mordor was Zach v'Naki v'Tachris, our verse mipi Yesod de Nukva v'Lechutz. that means what's the connection over here? So let me explain. So the moldor, that's boysim, the fine smelling, very refined smelling spice, which is nogeva inin hu ki ha'oros ha'aras ha'gedola hi. That's a connection with the tremendous lights that were coming out from Nukva. Very fine and refined, like this very, very fine bosom.
Okay, you normally when it goes through Zah, it's not fine so much. But now it's directly to Nuk, it's more Zah.
Means when it goes through Zah, it becomes distilled and diluted.
Yeah.
Here it's going to be Naki, correct. Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, it becomes Naki. Vizeh sod posik, like in the Shem Shirim, ve'yadai not full more. Ve'etzbaot mor. Ve'etzbotai mor. Not fu mor, ve'etzbotai mor. So, yadai not fu mor, ve'etzbotai mor. So that's the ending of it.
Do you have it? I don't
have it. No, I added it. No,
what?
I added it, I saw the posuk, so I added it. Okay. Tavid maras Mordechai. So this is what Mordechai is all about. She'ala lebichnas malchut. Now he's going to touch it into the Megillah. How do we see this remozim apikabala in the words of the Megillah? So it says, the pasuk says, Malchus, and it also refers to him as Mishne Lemelech. Because why? Because we're dealing with the Malchus. We're dealing with, first of all, the Malchus, which is the Malchus de Abba, which is coming out. We're dealing with the Rachel, which is also Malchus. You see the remozim over here. V'zeso the pasuk Mordechai yatsa melifnei hamelech. The melech is going to be Nukva, so he's leaving outside of Nukva. That's the Teos Mordechai. Belavush malchus, again the Indian of malchus, which is Rachel. Techelid v'chur v'ater zav gdola. So he explains. Ma'amaskil yavin kol pchote apostle gazev. Inyan yetzias zul melifnei hamelech hi Rachel. So again, we have the Yesod Abba. And the Ha'or of Abba is coming out from the Melech, which is Rachel. V'ater zov al gdoilu mitzad eteres yisod Abba. What's eter zov? The eteres is the eteres yisod Abba. Lechen nikrat gdoila. What's gdoila? Ki ha'chesed v'chochma nikra gdoila. We find in many cases the chesed's reference to gdoila. Hagadol v'gibol Noah. And also chochma is also a connection with gdoila.
So what?
Sorry?
So what?
So chochma is Abba.
Oh.
Chochma is Abba. So that the Abba is the Gedula which came out from this story. V'sod ha'godol givov ha'noah. V'gam ma migyaski le'yois mishevet binyamin. V'day b'zeh. And also we find a remez in the fact that the Megillah tells the king of Shevet Binyamin. Ma nafkamina. The nafkamina would be because the shosh and the shom of Binyamin was, as we know, from Etzchayim, in Etzchayim Shalom Etes, in Sof Perek Ches, and also Shah Psukim, tells us that Binyamin came from the Yesod Nukva. Binyamin came from the Nukva, and therefore it makes a lot of sense over here that Mordechai came from Binyamin, which came from the Yesod Nukva, because we're going via the Yesod Nukva. So we had a connection with the Yesod Nukva. Okay, we dive in. Let's continue. Vizosod Kersamikal. Oh, now we're getting practical over here. So what are these mitzvahs that we're doing during Purim? Kris Megillah, Matan Sivyonim, Kehina Kehina, what's the inner? So he says that these Pshat mitzvahs that we're doing, it's not only for Pisum and Nisa, as we call it in Halacha, but rather, Vizil Sod Kris Megillah, Vigam Hispashtusa, there's two things, there's the Kriya, and also the inner Hispash, you have to open up Kageras, right? Zashi in the Gemara, you have to open up the Megillah as an Ageras. What's the inyan of these pashtusas? Ve'ez kriyosa, le'tam piusmanes. Meaning, the way we're touching on piusmanes is just the fact of talking about it, but rather the piusum of the ha'ora of the yesod de abba, which is coming out. V'hu inyan ha'ora tells him malchus de abba. Amid galis ve'yotze l'chutz. L'chein nika megila loshen giloi. U'megale, again bizmanenu, this ashpo which is coming back bismaneinu to and megale it in a big way. The tzarch leglosa lepasam lefasama vegam megila below yud is all begematria einches 78 keminyan shlosha bayas kukuku shem inyan shlosha mochim dechochma bin al das denai de abba amizgalim sham bimalchus ahu.
I don't understand. Is mizgale where?
It's megale in the nukva. It's coming out from the malchus to us.
What is called malchus? Malchus is nukva, no?
Yeah, that's right.
So into what?
No.
Ismuchin of Abba are going where?
They're going via the malchus. Mitzgale sham bim malchus ahu.
Into?
What do you mean into? They're going into nukva's yisod.
And going and
to us.
What's wrong with the word? The motion goes in Bria? In Bria? Well, this movie, I don't understand.
Again, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about the Ashkocha over Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, people, us on this world, okay?
Yeah.
We're talking about the what saved Klal Yisrael. The fact that Yatel Yisrael, the Abba, came through Nukva and was Mashpia, the Shmir on them. Not talking about that Tzidus or Bria. We're talking about the Klal Yisrael, us.
Yeah, but only Mechin are going into Partzuf.
They're going through Nukva. The whole point of the Domus is to build up Nukva.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're doing that. But the Chiddush of Purim is that it's coming down to us and protecting us in a big way. That's the Rachamav. That's what he said. The Dev Shana Rachamav is on us and created such a situation that the Ha'ora, we should be mushpa from this Ha'ora.
Now, are you sure not going to Yaakov now?
What?
This Mochin of Abba, not going into Yaakov?
They are also going to Yaakov. They're going
Yaakov.
To Nukva, they're going to Yaakov.
No, they're going through Nukva.
Through Nukva.
And they go down into Yaakov. They can't go in Bria. Mochin doesn't go in Bria.
You understand the story of what's happening over here?
Hmm?
We're talking about a protection for Klal Yisrael.
That's Pol Yotze, but in the Bach.
What's Pol Yotze? You're saying that all the shepherds going to Yaakov, not to Klal Yisrael.
Who's Yaakov? Yaakov is the one who's Mashpia to Israel, for sure.
Yaakov's Mashpia to Israel? No. No, no. Rach is Mashpia to Klal Yisrael. We're Bnei Bonim Alachel.
So I don't know.
We're Bnei, we saw it all the time. The Eibishter, by the Shas Egel. Egel Masecha, the Egel is Kenega, the Rachel, and the Eibishter wanted to wipe out parts of Rachel. He told Moshe, I'm going to wipe you out.
Mm-hmm.
All Klal Yisrael. How is he going to do that? So the Arizal explains to us in Shah over there at the end, Shah Leiz of Moichim, I think, in Otzot Chaim, that he's going to wipe out the parts of Rachel.
Otzot Chaim, no?
Yes, in Otzot Chaim. Mm-hmm. So we see from there that the Shosh Neshama of the Shishim Riba of Klal Yisrael and all only Rachel.
Okay.
So the Ashpa is going by Rachel to us.
What to us? It's Moichim. Elliot Moichim giving the Ashpa to us.
Ha'ora is the Teres Mordechai. This is the Teres Yisod the Abba which is coming out. Look at the Roshan over here. It's the Ha'ora which is coming out. This is you're missing the Ik over here. This is what we need here. This is going to save us. We're not talking about Yaakov.
Yeah.
He's Mashpia, of course, Yaakov, but that's not the point. Yeah?
When there's no Dumita, when the Ashpa in Tuza, yeah, when Abba Vima give Moichin in Tuza,
yeah.
Yeah, how do you get any Ashpa? From that to us.
No.
From Nuk to us.
Yes.
Say that. So now, if this Moichin goes through Nuk, but I'm not Mizgale for Nuk, but for us, we can't get, we aren't Keli for
no,
Moichin.
No, again, I didn't say that. I told you, we're building up Nukva, that's the Tachlis.
Yeah, but this
we're building up
Abo. Ateres Malchut de Abo.
Yeah.
Won't build Nukva. Because it's going through Nukva.
That's a special Ha'or which is coming to us, yes.
But
obviously.
It's Mochim. Does Mochim belong to what?
I didn't say the Mochim. I'm talking about
Ha'or. There's nothing else than Mochim.
No, it's called the Ha'or.
Ah.
The Lashon was Ha'or. Where's the Lashon? Here. Vehine, Shosh Nishat Mordechai Haita Min Ha'or Ha'hu. It's ha'ora. It's ha'ora. It's not moichim. Obviously, like you said, you're right.
So this moichim belong to this moichim who goes through nukva and
the moichim are not going through moichim. The ha'ora is coming out. The ha'ora is coming out.
Oh yeah. Well, this is chabad. Chabad in
Israel. Right. The ha'ora which has come out from this from these moichim are coming out to us. Obviously.
Do you mind?
What?
No,
one second. We're running out of time. Let me just tell you something very interesting over here.
I think the sod malchut you said the sod malchut.
A good kasha over here would be. I thought this is what you're going to ask me. If we're talking about the yesod over here, right? We're talking about the yesod. You masking?
Yesod of.
only the Yisod. We're talking the Yisod the Abba, Yisod the Ima, Yisod the Nukva. Correct?
Yeah.
What's Chabad have to do with this?
The Moichil, what do you mean?
The Moichil, when you go to, again, the Chochma goes into the Netzach. Right? We know that.
Mm-hmm.
The Bina goes into the Hod.
Yeah.
Okay? What goes down in the Das? Chasan the Das and Gvoz, that goes down the Yisod. Not Chabad.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's a kasha, they ask a very stark kasha over here. Again, so we say ku, meaning the three hashpahs, which is representative of Chochma, Bina, and Das, right? And in Chochma, Bina, and Das, they're coming via the Netzach, Hod, Yisod, the Abba. But the Netzach, Hod, Yisod, the Abba is not what we're interested in. We're only interested in Yisod, the Abba. So what does it refer, what's Nogea to us, the Netzach and Yisod, Netzach and Hod of Abba? That doesn't come out. Remember, the Netzach and Hod of Zav and Nukva are closed. There's no Ashpah coming from them, from Kiwazir. It's only coming out from the Yisod. The Yisod is the only one which is open.
Huh?
Again, we're talking about the Yisod the Abba, which is, what's the whole Chiddush? It's going through the Yisod of Ima, which is going through the Yisod of Nukva, because those are the only places which are open, and we're getting the Shefa directly from the Yisod. We're not getting it from the Netzahod of Abba, or the Yisod. That's what's going on about.
The Mochin is in Netzahod Yisod.
No, the Netzah is going through the Netzahod Yisod is carrying the Chochma Bina. Chochma Bina is going to the Netzah and Yisod, and Netzah and Hod. They're not going through Yisod. Chabad does not come to the Yisod.
Only Das.
Only Das.
Yeah.
Right. So we're talking about that Shefa, which is carried through via the Yisod.
Yes.
Not the Chochma Bina, not Netzach and Hod. Mm-hmm. Netzach and Hod are not coming into the Yisod.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It just won't work. So he says, Enechanami, we're not talking about the Etzim Chochma Bina or the Etzim Netzach and Hod of Abba, but rather Ha'ora of Ha'ora, which is coming out. Without, we see this Yisod before, because we're having the Chasadim and Gur are coming up from the Yisod. And they make a right and left turn, and there's a hakar that is tells us. There's a hakar hitting down onto the keli of Netzach of Zah, and also on the keli Hoid of Zah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that makes it that the Chasadim Gvur, the Shefa of the Chochma Bina, which is the Netzach Hod, they'll come out.
Mm-hmm.
Ha'ola will come out from the Netzach Hod. So that'll be the same thing over here in this case when we talk about Nukva as well. Okay. So there's just a few more lines before we start. V'ze inyan heyois amegila nikra ageres v'nikra sefer. That's the whole inyan why it's called ageres and sefer. It doesn't explain to us, but in the Pri Etz Chaim explains that you saw the abbas keneged the word sefer, and the word of ageres is keneged the yisod of nukva. That's why we're mentioning, because it's noger both the yisod of Abba v'Ima, so that's the Abba v'Nukva, which is Ageres and Sefer. V'yesh la dinim ketora shebichtav. There's dinim. That's why it's so chosh of the Megillah. This, we only find the Megillah has its dinim and Sefer. You have to write Shirutim. You have to write all these lines and so on and so forth. Ki Sefer Torah hu yisod the Abba nika Torah shebichtav, because it's like a vav. So Sefer is a ke'ein vav arucha. That's why the Sefer Torah is very thin and tall. That's why the Sefer Torah is long, because it's representing the Yisod Abba. The Megillah, which is representing also the Yisod Abba, that's why it's also round and long as well. Okay, and these are just Ramazim to this Inyan of the Eteras Yisod Abba, which is coming out. Okay, so unfortunately we run out of time, so we're going to stop it here. And we'll continue next time.
Yeah.
Okay.